We view this at the university as a very, very serious business. The University of Minnesota needs to adhere to the highest standards of ethical conduct and academic integrity. And if we don't do that, we're not engaging in education, we're engaging in miseducation. We will be very, very thorough about this, these things. We treat these allegations as serious, and we will act accordingly. The primary thing, of course, is to do the right thing. These issues can easily be politicized, but by the right thing, I mean being fair to all the parties, being fair to the university, enforcing NCAA rules, enforcing our own rules. And we will order an external professional investigation that will be fair, that will be impartial, that will be thorough, that will be consistent with NCAA standards, and will also be prompt and swift. And I can't overemphasize that. We've had 48 hours to respond to allegations, many of them fairly complex, involving players and the program and so forth. We need a lot more than 48 hours. And we will be seeking outside assistance, and it will be thorough and professional, and it will be consistent with the NCAA standards, and we will take whatever action that report indicates is necessary to deal with the, whatever violations, if any, are found. I'm not comfortable with the idea of punishing people or having disciplinary action taken based on what we have so far. I think the press does its job, but we need to do our job, and that is we need to be able to investigate these allegations thoroughly and only at that point respond, because there's a great deal at stake here. There's obviously the reputation of the University of Minnesota and its academic programs and community. It's also our players and our program. And it's also our institutional standards, and it's also what I think most of us would agree is the reputation of a great coach, Coach Haskins, who has served this institution ably for many years. And again, once we have the facts, and it will take some time to do that, but we'll get them, then we'll take decisive action, and I will recommend actions to the Board of Regents as the facts justify. With that, let me turn the speaker over to Dr. McKinley Boston, who is in charge, as you all know, of student development and athletics, and who is the decision maker with respect to the team in these circumstances.